Another idea that I had was this, again, this is something that could be so easily rejected if it's like, if it's coming from someone who doesn't get it. But see, the thing is, I do get it, right? I've been there. And so another thing is there anything, any teeny tiny itty bitty little minuscule thing that you can, this is the words that are going to be, that could be rejected, that could be seen as a blessing, like hidden in the mess of this whole experience? Are there like little itty bitty gifts, teeny tiny minuscule ones? Like, can you notice anything within your experience? I kind of know that you can. And anything that I say that you're like, yeah, Carl, that's old news. I know that already. Just bear with me because I'm just talking it out. But can you look at a reason? Not that this is not happening physically, because of course you are experiencing this physically. You do have those physical feelings. But can you see any, like, any reason that this could be there? Like, if you picture yourself on a hero's journey, you know, like, if you're in a fable, just say you're in a fantasy fable, and it's a story, and the hero is, you know, going through the woods, and then in the woods they meet a tiger, and then the tiger gave them this, you know, like, just say, I wonder, like, Wizard of Oz, you know, they went on this adventure, and then the tiger learned he had courage, and the Tin Man learned he had the biggest heart. Can you picture a reason in your storybook adventure for this experience, if it were a story? And when you're feeling these feelings, can you look to that? My dear friend, I've been talking nearly 10 minutes. Maybe it's time to draw it to a close. Wrap it up, Carl, wrap it up. Anyway, I hope there's like a teeny tiny little grain of sand here that is resonating with you, and that we could put down on your big empty beach and start a whole pile for you to lie down on. I hope there's a little grain. If not, we could talk more. So your mission this week is to look for things that you're grateful for. You probably do this already, but like, okay, I need to lie down all the time, and I'm grateful that I could look at the trees out my window, or, you know, grateful for my pillows or on my bed that I'm lying down on, or little tiny things of gratitude and things that you could experience in tandem with the rest of the experience that feels unacceptable. But can you find little bits and pieces to accept and embrace within the full experience, I wonder? And I wonder if you could focus on those, like mindfulness, and focus on those and leave the, like, let the rest be in tandem with those, you know, the unacceptable in tandem with the acceptable. And can you find a little crack and crevice in to the acceptance, I wonder? Or you want to jump into full-blown acceptance? Okay, we'll talk more. But before I go, let me leave you with one last little bonus. This has been really super important for me, is that anytime I'm feeling any sort of suffering, I think to myself, and it's just something that I feel deep down in my core, and I felt it all along, or at least for a very long time, is that I'm on a journey. Nothing is random. I'm experiencing this for a reason. Who knows, maybe part of my reason is you. I'm meant to connect with you. Who knows? There could be a million reasons, right? But I feel like I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm experiencing these things for my ultimate betterment. Does any of that resonate with you? That's something like that really kind of helps carry me through too, and bring me that acceptance. So maybe there's something that, a little thing that you could think to yourself like that, that you're on a journey and there's a reason for it. Does that help? Let me know if that helps you. Or something else, maybe you can make up some phrases that will help you. Okay, good luck. Talk more soon. Let me know how you do. Okay, bye now.